KSRN News. I'm John Scott. China says it will fight to the end and take countermeasures against the United States to safeguard its own interest after President Trump threatened an additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports.
We're talking about 104% tariffs. That basically means that the price of everything that American companies have been buying from China would basically double. And as you can imagine, economists who have been warning that these tariffs could push up prices in the United States, this would definitely feed into that cost of living crisis getting even worse. And of course, there have been warnings about the U.S. economy falling into recession. So that's why this escalation, if it goes ahead, is very, very significant. And investors have been watching it very carefully.
BBC correspondent Marika Oy reporting. Reportedly, up to 70 countries have contacted the United States to negotiate tariffs. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to use an 18th century wartime law to deport Venezuelan migrants, but says they must get a court hearing before they're taken from the United States.
President Trump invoked the 18th century wartime law to justify the deportations under a presidential proclamation calling the Tren de Aragua gang an invading force. In dissent, the court's three liberal justices said the administration has sought to avoid judicial review in this case, and the 5-4 ruling now rewards the government for its behavior.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says the original order blocking the deportations to El Salvador was issued by U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg, the chief judge at the federal courthouse in Washington. NASA astronaut Johnny Kim and two Russian crewmates arriving at the ISS. A Soyuz booster rocket lifted off from Kazakhstan and docked at the station over 3 hours later. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the game of pool.
Harriet Haynes and Lucy Smith faced off in the women's final of Britain's Ultimate Pool Pro Series, which doesn't sound so unusual until you learn that neither Harriet nor Lucy are actually women. Both are men living as women. And in the process of making the final, they defeated 14 real women, sparking outrage all across the United Kingdom, where pool is a much bigger deal than it is here in the U.S. There's talk of a lawsuit against the league by female players. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Each individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, and there are debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. 7 states use partisan elections, while 14 use nonpartisan ones. Meanwhile, 9 states task governors with appointing justices. 2 use legislative appointments, 4 have hybrid models, and 14 use a merit selection process that often involves nonpartisan nominating commissions. This is SRN News. Texas scientists take a page out of Jurassic Park.
Scientists at Dallas's Colossal Biosciences say they've genetically engineered dire wolves back into existence despite their being extinct for over 10,000 years. An article in Time magazine describes how the company took blood cells from a living gray wolf and used gene editing technology, or CRISPR, to genetically modify cells. The genetic material was transferred to an egg cell from a domestic dog to create embryos that were then transferred to surrogates. The 3 pups are named Remus, Romulus, and Khaleesi. Colossal Biosciences is also working to de-extinct the woolly mammoth, the Tasmanian tiger, the northern white rhinoceros, and the dodo bird. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
An NCAA title clash of number 1 seeds in San Antonio did not disappoint. The Houston Cougars were unable to get a shot off on the final play and lost to Florida 65-63. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.